Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. The European Commission announced official probes Monday into whether Apple and Google were favoring their own app stores and if Meta was mishandling personal data for advertising under new Digital Markets Act rules. The DMA is designed to tackle the dominance of digital gatekeepers. Those are big online platforms, and came into effect earlier this month. If the companies are found guilty, they could be liable to give the EC 10% of their global turnover. Chinese state media said on its Weibo account that Apple CEO Tim Cook responded to a question from CCTV at the China Development Forum on Sunday in Beijing about when the Apple Vision Pro might launch in China, with Cook saying it would launch later this year, along with research and development investment in China to continue. In other China news, the country has introduced new guidelines for U.S. microprocessors from Intel and AMD, namely that they're set to be phased out of Chinese government PCs and servers and replaced by foreign technology with homegrown alternatives. Microsoft's Windows OS and foreign-made database software is also on the chopping block, with state-owned solutions set to replace those. The U.S. previously imposed sanctions on a number of Chinese companies on national security grounds, encouraging more tech to be produced in the U.S., and blocked exports of advanced chips and related tools to China. In yet more China news, British Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden said Monday that the Chinese state was behind a malicious cyber campaign on the UK's Electoral Commission, which is the agency tasked with regulating UK elections, which took place between 2021 and 2022 in this case. The UK also thinks China is behind attempted reconnaissance on UK lawmakers that occurred in 2021. The attack was identified by the EC in October of 2022 and was disclosed last year. Attackers accessed the names and addresses of anyone in Britain registered to vote between 2014 and 2022. That's according to the EC. Bloomberg and Mac Rumors sources both say that iOS 18 may add new customization support to iPhone home screens. App icons on the home screen will still be locked to an invisible grid structure, but users could choose to have more black space, more columns, more rows between those apps. This would apparently be an easier method than the Shortcuts app to customize the screen to your desires. Other expected features in iOS 18 include support for RCS, generative AI support for Siri, and AI features for multiple stock apps. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed HB 3 into law, allowing parents of teens that are under 16 to have more control over social media access. Specifically, kids under 14 can't create their own accounts. Parents can delete existing accounts, Parents or guardian consent is also required for 14 and 15-year-olds to create or maintain social media accounts, and also requires platforms to delete social media accounts and personal information for this age group at either the request of the teen or the parent. If a company doesn't comply, it may be sued on behalf of the minors and may owe them up to $10,000 in damages in each case. If a case is deemed to be a knowing or reckless violation, the company may be subject to up to $50,000 in civil penalties per violation. Finally, Microsoft has added spell check to Notepad in Windows 11. If you misspell a word, it's underlined in red, and you can right-click to see suggested fixes. Now, Word has already had this feature for decades, but you probably already knew that. There's also an option to autocorrect as you type. The feature is available to select users of Windows Insider Build 11.2402.18.0. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.